been no execution of any prisoners from Shelby County in this state since I took the bench in 1959. All the trends in this country are in the direction of doing away with capital punishment altogether. Then how about the conspiracy angle of this case? The punishment of any kind of co-conspirator. It's been established by the prosecution that at this time they are not in possession of any evidence to indict anyone as a co-conspirator in this case. Of course, this is not conclusive evidence that there was no conspiracy. It merely means that as of this time, there is not sufficient evidence available to make out a case of probable cause against anybody. However, if this defendant was a member of a conspiracy to kill the decedent, no member of such conspiracy can ever live in peace or security or lie down to pleasant dreams. Because in this state, there's no statute of limitations in capital cases such as this. And while it is not always the case, my 35 years in these criminal courts have convinced me that in the great majority of cases, Hamlet was right when he said, "For murder, though it hath no tongue, will speak with most miraculous augury." I believe the settlement of this case is a just one to both the defendant and the state. I have accepted and approved the settlement. The defendant is represented by able and eminent counsel. All his rights and all the safeguards surrounding him have been zealously and consciously passed without paying tribute to Tennessee, Southern, American and Western free world justice and the security, which was truly a team effort involving scores and even hundreds of persons. You've heard from the stipulation here, the police departments of Canada, of Mexico, of Portugal, of England, the FBI, the local police, the state of Tennessee, the sheriff's office here has had the honors of this prisoner's security. I highly praise them all. I think that it took a team effort to bring this case to a just conclusion. Let's also mention Mr. Charles Holmes, the sheriff's liaison with the news media, and finally my amici curiae committee, whose efforts have been of inestimable value to me. I wish all these people to know officially and personally that I have, appreciate their efforts in bringing this case to a just conclusion. If I overlooked anyone, I want to especially thank them, too. Defendant in open court has voluntarily admitted his guilt of first-degree murder. This in the presence of the court and this company. And he's pled guilty before this jury and accepted his punishment. This court, no one else knows what the future will bring, but I submit that up to now we've not done too badly here for a decadent river town. If I may be permitted to add a light touch to a solemn occasion, I would like to paraphrase the great and eloquent Winston Churchill, who in defiant reply to an Axis threat that they were going to wring England's neck like a chicken, said, "Some chicken, some neck." I would like to reply to our Memphis critic, "Some river, some town." Anything else?
Now we have a change of weapons.
believe that I've been told that the jury, the lunch has been passed to the jury. My gentleman, you spent a long morning, so you get lunch out of it anyway. All right, is there anything else before we proceed? All right, you can get on the floor.
Everyone say it. Everyone.